Brad, how are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show, Tony.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. I wanted to get your perspective because we're hearing a lot of different stories here in the state of Michigan when it comes to tea parties. As you know, Christine O'Donnell's upset victory in Delaware has tremendous implications for the GOP nationally. And on the presidential stage, it looks like Sarah Palin is the face of not only the national Tea Party, but of the Republican Party. What's going on in your estimate?
Well, I think we've learned two things from the primary. All 50 states have had their primaries now, and I think we've learned two things. First of all, it's pretty clear from looking at the primaries that Sarah Palin is the dominant person in the Republican Party. Just looking at what happened last Tuesday, the big story was that a Republican candidate came out of nowhere to win the Republican U.S. Senate primary in Delaware. The candidate Sarah Palin backed was a woman named Christine O'Donnell, and she came out of nowhere to beat Mike Castle in a Republican primary. Castle had been a very popular governor of Delaware. He had served in the House of Representatives as Delaware's lone representative for many years. But somehow Christine O'Donnell, with the help of Sarah Palin, came out of the blue and beat Castle. And it's just a series the last in a series of victories that Palin-backed candidates have had in Republican primaries this year. And it's pretty clear from Delaware and other states that the most important and most powerful person in the Republican Party is Sarah Palin.
Now, I keep getting two sides of the story to the Tea Party situation. But before we get to that, let's dispel the myth that the Tea Partier is the wacko who is far and few between when it comes to numbers.
Well, yeah, I certainly wouldn't describe them as wackos. They are people who are very angry with the political status quo. They feel very strongly that the federal government has got too big. They feel strongly that the federal government is spending too much money. I certainly wouldn't describe them as wackos. I would describe them as people who are very angry at the federal government.
Well, when we talk about these tea parties, they seem to be leaning towards Republican candidates because Republicans are a bit more conservative with spending and so on and so forth. You know that story. But it appears that they are really the crux of the undecided vote. And we keep hearing the information that this isn't a good sign for the Democrats because a lot of these folks are going to be voting Republican. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it's premature to judge how powerful the Tea Party is. They clearly, at least in Republican primaries, have been very successful. They've clearly won their battle with the Republican Party establishment. But in the primaries they've won, they're dealing with a very small group of voters who vote in primaries. And, of course, you're only dealing with Republicans who are generally pretty conservative to start with. We really won't know how successful the Tea Party is until Election Day in November. And it's going to be a lot harder for the Tea Party in November because, first of all, not only do they have to reach conservative Republicans, but to win in November, they have to reach independents and moderates and even some Democrats. And it's an open question on whether they can do that or not. They have nominated some candidates who are going to have very difficult time winning in November. Of course, the best example of that is their new nominee for the U.S. Senate in Delaware, Christine O'Donnell, who obviously won a big victory in the Republican primary, but she's going to have a really tough time winning over independent voters and moderate voters in Delaware in order to actually win that Senate seat. And there are several examples of Tea Party candidates who are going to have a real tough time in November.
Brad, isn't the Republican Party afraid that by isolating these Republicans who have gotten a lot of Tea Party support, that they're going to lose these elections because people are going to either vote for that other candidate or vote Democratic?
Well, yeah, it's a real problem. We've talked about how difficult it's going to be for Christine O'Donnell in Delaware in November. Another good example of that is in Nevada. 6 months ago, everybody assumed that Harry Reid, the Democratic Senate Majority Leader from Nevada, it would be almost impossible for him to win his reelection campaign. He is very unpopular. People were striking out him as a symbol of the Democratic leadership in Washington, and hardly anybody thought he was going to get reelected. But the Republicans had their primary to select a candidate against Reid, and the woman who won the primary, Sharon Engel, is going to have a real tough time beating Reid. She has taken some very extreme stands. For instance, she wants to get rid of Social Security. She wants to abolish the Department of Education. And probably the most controversial thing she said is that she said early in the year that if conservatives are unsuccessful in their attempts to unseat Reid, they might have to resort to what she called Second Amendment solutions. And, of course, the Second Amendment is the amendment that guarantees Americans the right to bear arms. And she has upset a lot of moderate voters in Nevada, many of whom don't like Harry Reid very much, but they find her so extreme that Harry Reid may very well, despite all the expectations, hang on to his Senate seat.
We're talking with Brad Bannon from Bannon Communications Research on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Before I let you go, Brad, from what you know, does the Michigan State Tea Party have any power, and will they influence who becomes the next governor between Virge Bonaro, the Democratic candidate, and the Republican candidate, Rick Snyder?
Well, again, the elections on November 2nd in Michigan and other states will tell the tale. On one hand, what the Tea Party is good at is they provide the Republican candidate, a lot of energy and enthusiasm, which is important in midterm elections when turnout's so low. The problem is they also turn off a lot of moderate and independent voters who may have concerns about the Democratic Party, but may end up voting for Bonaro anyway because they have concerns about the Tea Party. So it's a double-edged sword, and we'll find out the answer to your question on November 2nd in Michigan and the other states.
I know that you work with campaigns. Are you working with any Michigan campaigns?
Yes, I am. I am working for Robert Ficano, the Wayne County executive.
And how's that faring?
Very well. The county executive, Bob, is very popular with voters, and I'm sure he's going to be handily reelected in November.
All right. And, Mr. Bannon, if anyone wants to know more about Bannon Communications Research, how do they do that?
They can reach me through my website, which is www.bannoncr.com. BANNONCR.com.
Thanks, Mr. Bannon. Enjoyed the conversation.
Thanks for having me on the show, Tony.